You are listening to Mambo in the Morning with Johnny Mambo, only on Poder 97.1 FM.
Once again, we are joined in studio by Eric Stevens and Jamie Maldonado, and they are promoting a campaign that's called Love from the Start. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing well, Johnny. Thank you for having us on.
Awesome. It's a pleasure to have you guys here. Let's talk a little bit real quick about the overview of the Love from the Start campaign. Eric, what is that, and who are you trying to reach, and why?
Yeah, so Love from the Start is a campaign centered on a term called infant and early childhood mental health. Okay. It sounds super complicated, but it really is about ensuring that every single adult that comes in contact with children understands how important providing them a loving, nurturing, and safe environment is. I mean, it changes every outcome of a child's life. And when children are surrounded with love and nurture and support, it allows them to take risks, like learn how to take safe risks. It allows them to learn conflict resolution, how to manage their emotions. So it's really preparing kids to be like healthy adults. Mm-hmm. I mean, thinking what Frederick Douglass said in 1865, it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. So if we can get kids at the earliest age, it changes all the outcomes down the road.
Absolutely. Jamie, good morning. As a member of the Healthy Kids Coalition, you participated in a focus group to help healthy kids develop the Love from the Start theme. Can you describe that and what your experience was like?
Good morning, everyone. It was very interesting to see how all the ideas came together, all different stories came together, and everybody put a little seed into this. It moved me. Mm-hmm. It impacted me because this is something that affects everyone.
Yeah. Tell me, like, describe what it's like to see these ideas come together, participate in naming the campaign and everything, and increasing awareness about the importance of these early relationships.
Like I said, it was amazing. Awesome. I was able to be a part of this, and I am so grateful for that opportunity, especially when everybody gets to talk about their own experiences as a parent, as a child, and that's how all this came together. Mm. So very, very, very moved by this.
Now, what have some of the challenges has been? Because we all face challenges. We're all parents here probably. And I'd like to hear, what are your challenges as a parent of a young children?
So I have four children, ages 12, 6, 9, and 3. Okay. And I'm also expecting right now.
Congratulations. Good for you.
Yes. So to me, one of my challenges, I remember when my older ones were little. Mm-hmm. I was very distant from my kids. I used to be very strict, rough with them. You know, the typical, don't talk. You know, I'm an adult, you're a child. And there was one of these days that my kids came to me and they were like, Mom, we just want to play. Can you come outside and play with us? And I just screamed at them and I was like, no, I'm not. I'm busy. I can't right now. When I saw my kids' faces fading, like they just went straight sad. Yeah. It was like an awakening moment for me because I realized I was wrong. And that day I just went to my room and I started crying. It's like my conscience was like, there's something wrong. You need to fix this. Yeah. And I was like, God, just help me change who I am right now. Mm-hmm. As a mother, I need to be better. I can't be like my parents. Right. And that day I went out of my room. I told them, we're going to a park. Let's just get in the car. And they were so happy. When we got there, they were like, Mom, this is like the best day ever.
I love when I hear that. And
that just made me tear up. And I was like, okay, this is what I need to do. Absolutely. I always saw how other parents interacted with their kids. And I was like, I don't do that with my kids. Right. You know, and then I had to sit down and really like self-reflect, like what is wrong with me? Why am I behaving this way? And a lot of this is connected to our childhood.
Mm-hmm. Childhood trauma.
Yeah. So we don't really think about those until we have our own kids we're literally acting like our parents. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a lot of us need to reflect on that. This is why I love this campaign so much, because I can relate to this like in a very deep level. So, yeah.
You know, and if I could join in, so what Jamie is talking about, in the infant early childhood mental health world, it's called the ghost in the nursery. Okay. It's when you bring the trauma from your own childhood and you put it right in your children's bedroom or in their living room. Mm-hmm. And I had my aha moment. I grew up in a family that was void of love when you were sick. Mm-hmm. Like, you would rather go to school with a 2,000 degree temperature than stay home. And I used to hate that.
Yeah.
And then one day, my kid's mom kind of called me out on it, but I couldn't put a finger on it till I went through the infant early childhood mental health training.
Yeah.
And I learned about ghosts in the nursery. And I saw I was doing exactly what my mom did to me. Mm-hmm. Very similar to Jamie. But something that we tell parents is that you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be present.
Absolutely.
You have to be present.
Right.
And at that moment, Jamie was present and was able to self-reflect.
Yes.
And she said, I'm going to be different from this moment on.
Yes. And since that day, I took it upon myself to become a better mother.
Absolutely.
And in every area, like when I was a kid, they told you, don't talk, just go to your room, mm-hmm. don't be.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I'm more like, talk to me. Like, right. I need to hear what you got to say.
Yes.
You know, you're important.
Yes.
And I feel like that's a very important part of our childhood,
mm-hmm.
which we didn't get to do.
Sure.
So every day I work on the relationship with my kids, and I have seen their growth in every single level, emotionally, physically, in school. You know, their grades went up, like the impact that it made on my kids over the world.
And then, you know, and then I would just add is that Jamie's preparing the next mom. The next
Absolutely.
Dad,
Absolutely.
The next uncle, the next aunt,
our
the
future.
Next neighbor.
Yeah.
So
Jamie, our future lies in your hands.
So, you know, honestly, like when you really think about it, like we're preparing the next partner for someone.
Right.
And the next parent.
Absolutely.
And so love, just surrounding children with love, support, listening, playing with them.
Yeah.
As adults, we really lose sight on the importance of play and love. And that's what kids need.
Absolutely. You guys, if you're just joining us, I am here with Eric Stevens and Jamie Maldonado. They are from the Love from the Start campaign, and they would love for you guys to visit them at their website at www.healthykids.org/amordesdelcomencio. Please check them out online for more information and resources that are available there. Let me ask you guys a question that's probably every parent has. How do we remain strict, firm, discipline our children, yet still be a nurturing, encouraging parent?
You know, I'll add, I think we forget that the word discipline means to teach.
Right.
And what if we approach
discipline
it like that?
Discipline has a lot of forms. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But the actual word means to teach.
Ah, I see. Okay.
So if we approached it like that, like how would we want to be taught?
Yeah.
Whether it's in the workplace or learning a new trade or learning a new skill. What if someone was yelling at us? We would just shut down and not want to learn that.
Absolutely.
But what if they approach it with love?
Great point. Right.
And so really, like, you can still discipline. You can teach your kids, but you do it in love.
Right.
And just seeing the joy and seeing them grow, as kind of what Jamie talked about. She's seen her kids grow from her changing her approach.
Yes.
I want to say, I think a lot of us confuse respect with obedience.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to show our kids to speak out, you know, we want to hear their voice. But when something happens in the house and you're like, he just talked back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want your child to have its own voice? And you're like, no, be quiet. You'd send them to the room.
Yeah.
They feel shut down.
Right.
So eventually when they grow up, they don't learn that they can have a voice. You know, so I feel like that's a big point. To me, there's like different levels. I am very playful with my kids now, and they enjoy that. But it comes to a point where you're like, I gotta be a little, okay, go clean your room. You know,
right.
I still have to keep that, you know, flow going.
Absolutely. We're still going to be parents, right?
Yes,
but let's
always.
Talk, Jamie, let's talk about your experience as a parent and how you did not have a loving, nurturing childhood. And as a result, you were detached as a parent. And at times, not as kind and loving as you are now.
So growing up as a kid, my mother, I grew up with like different people, but mainly my grandma. But when I was with my mother, she was very, very, very strict.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't talk to us. We were not allowed to talk. So I grew up literally like talking to the walls and just minding my own.
Right.
I couldn't say anything.
Right.
So it shut me down. She was, how do I say this? In a way, it sounds horrible, but
say it honestly. Everything's been forgiven.
So, between the It's not like a regular whooping. Mm-hmm. It was more like her madness, her being so angry at life. Yeah. It just reflected on how she parented. Yeah. And I believe like there was so much drama in my childhood growing up that once I grew, I didn't realize it was trauma until I saw people and I saw like campaigns like this. Right. And they were like, you know, that's abuse. And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. So then I it was like a shocking moment for me because then I'm like, I went through all these things and I don't want my children to go through that. Right. So I don't talk a lot about that.
Yeah, I mean, and just thinking about it, it's like Jamie, myself, other parents, it's an opportunity for us to break generational curses. Because again, we're raising the next moms and dads.
Yes.
And so your children are going to parent so different than how they experienced your parenting early on. Mine too.
Right.
And so it's an opportunity for us to rewrite our kids' story. Absolutely. And it can be filled with love.
Yes. I always say you got to break that chain of abuse and neglect. My children know I'm always going to be there for them in a way that I never myself experienced. Learning how to do that is a big step because you don't realize you're doing it wrong until you see other kids and other parents reacting and acting or behaving a different way. And you're like, I don't do that, you know, like it happened to me. And I literally I'm writing a book about my childhood and my life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a path to a healing journey. For us parents that we are adults already, we have to like really put a lens into our hearts and see what's affecting us as parents to be able to help our children. Yes. You might be like, no, I'm perfect. They love me. Mm-hmm. Talk to your children. I ask them questions. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Do you feel loved? Do you feel like this? Do you feel like that? And now they're like, we feel very loved. You love us so much. And, you know, and it's funny to see them reacting that way because before they were so quiet. They were like me when I was a kid, you know. So when that experience happened to me, I saw myself in them. And I'm like, this is how I looked when my mother used to do this. You know, so it's like a slap in the face, like wake up.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be different. We have to become better.
Absolutely. Yeah. And for maybe someone that's listening this morning, this could be their aha moment where they can stop and say, yeah, you know what? I want to parent different. Yeah. I want to make sure that my kids are in a loving environment. And just thinking about brain development from birth to three, 1 million neural connections are made every second. Mm-hmm. So those first 3 years,
critical.
They're being wired on how they're going to they're going to deal with meeting new people, taking risks, trauma, conflict resolution. Those first 3 years are mapping out how their brain is going to handle everything. And when you think about how important that is, like 1 million neural connections every second.
Wow. I actually experienced that myself. Wow. Wow. So my first two kids, I wasn't there yet.
Okay.
But this last two I had, I saw the difference between me being there as a parent and in being emotionally attached to them, how independent these kids are.
Yep.
They're like, Mom, we don't need you. We can do this on our own.
Yeah, because they can take risks and they know how to take safe risks. That's
and they know
about.
That if anything happens, I'm going to be there and I'm going to help them. Yeah. There's a difference between being rude to them and be like, oh no, you did this wrong and you're dumb or you know, there's ways to talk to our kids,
absolutely.
Even if they do something wrong and like give them that hope, like you can do this better.
Right.
You know, mom's gonna show you, you could do this better. Absolutely. So yeah, to me that one's personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, nobody's perfect. I mean, there's a lot of parents who are out there in the same situation you might have been in, you know. So let's not shame anybody, right? But I'm sure there's things that we can do better. And that is where this campaign comes in. Visit them at their website, you guys, at healthykids.org/amordesdelcomencio for more information and resources on how you can become a better parent today. Jamie, if there was one thing that you could change about your parents, just one, I'm sure there's many, but just give me one. So hopefully we could reach out and grab somebody who out there who may be doing the same thing, not knowing to their children that you could step in and maybe help out.
I want to say shutting them down.
Mm-hmm. Shutting them down. I mean, and you said that a lot. I mean, and we talking about when they interrupt you rudely or just not worrying about or paying attention to what and how they feel?
So that's the thing.
Right.
When kids aren't usually like, excuse me this or excuse
they're not,
me.
Right.
They just come up to you mm-hmm. with a random question. Mm-hmm. And you, parents tend to shut them down. Mm-hmm. Oh, be quiet. I'm busy. This and that. And you push them away.
Okay.
So they don't get to open up to you and trust you. That's mm-hmm. when trust begins.
Yes. Yes.
When you listen to them, when you're there for them. For me, that was one of them. I remember most of my childhood to be on my own.
Right.
And to grow on your own and have to learn on your own. Mm-hmm. And you can't ask anything. You can't say anything. It's tough.
Right.
And as I grew, it was a very like humbling experience because I thought I knew how to do it. But then I had to make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
So for those that are going through this and it's, you know, to them, they're like, oh, but I've already ruined this whole thing. There's always a way back.
Absolutely.
There's always one of the things that parents have a really, really rough time doing mm-hmm. is asking for forgiveness. You think because you're a parent,
that's true.
You don't need to ask for forgiveness.
Right. Totally.
And you'll be surprised
yes.
on how your children react
mm-hmm.
when you're like, I'm sorry, I made you feel that way. I shouldn't have talked to you that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that makes a child feel like, okay, you know, I'm important. My
yes.
mom loves me,
yes.
you know, and they'll definitely forgive you. Right. Children tend to forget
absolutely.
Everything.
You're the parent. Yeah.
Haven't you seen kids fighting
right.
and all of a sudden they get up and they're playing again?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
they don't hold grudges against you,
right.
you know, but parents, they tend to hold grudges and they don't want to apologize because mm-hmm. they think, oh, we're adults. You know,
yeah,
that
right.
takes the respect from me.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. It makes your kid respect
absolutely.
You more
absolutely.
When you are able to ask for forgiveness
absolutely.
When you're wrong.
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah. And it teaches them to do the same thing.
Yes.
Right? It does.
And really. then for me, I would add, like, I grew up in a home also of no love.
Mm-hmm.
I wish my mom would have given me, like, hugs.
Yeah.
Like, I never got that as a kid. Like, mm-hmm. hugs or kisses on my
yeah.
forehead.
Yeah.
Never got
right.
that. And I'm the most affectionate dad
yeah.
you've
yeah.
ever seen. I'd be kissing my sons all
yeah.
the
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
If that's one thing I wish that my mom would have done different, it would have
yeah.
been that.
Yeah.
But then
there's a lot.
But, you know,
but
honestly, but then going back to my mom's childhood, I know who raised my mom because I know my mm. grandma. So my mom just repeated the cycle.
Right.
I broke it.
Right.
Me too.
And Jamie broke the cycle
right.
too. So it can be done.
Absolutely. And you're here to help.
Yes, absolutely.
All that information, the resources to help these parents break that cycle.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
And also remind your children how much you love them.
Yeah, always.
Always. I never heard
can't
my
get
love
of
you.
Yeah.
I never heard
aww.
My love you
yeah.
my whole
mm-hmm.
childhood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when I would hear somebody else tell me, I love you, it was like, oh my God. So I got to love this person
mm-hmm.
because they love me,
mm-hmm.
even if it was the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows how that shame just keeps
absolutely.
Going.
Absolutely.
And then if you want to change that, then you got to take the steps.
Yeah.
Little steps.
Mm-hmm.
But those little steps make big, big impacts
yeah.
and
yeah.
changes.
Yeah.
So
now, I was brought up a different way. I mean, my parents were there. They were very loving, emotional, always hugging and kissing. Hey, I love you. But they were also very strict. And I got my shares of whoopings and punishments.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because they had such a great balance, now looking back on growing up, I'm actually grateful and thankful
yeah.
to my mom. You know, yes, there's things that I took from her, but there's also things that I left in the past.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't change it for nothing in the world. I mean, I was a tough child. I needed that discipline,
yeah.
you know. Sometimes these parents are afraid to discipline their child. And then, like you had mentioned, it's hard to break I'm not exactly sure of the quote, but it's easier to
raise.
To raise
kid. Yes, it is. Easier to repair a broken child than
yes.
to repair. I mean, it's easier to raise. Oh my gosh,
that's a tough one.
It's easier to raise a strong child.
Yeah. So I would say it in my own
you
words.
You got me confused
right.
now.
I would say it in my own words. We either correct these issues and get them right now, because once they become 18 and over,
oh yeah, it's done.
The law is
going
to do that for you, and we don't want to take it there.
And you know, I will add, discipline is good.
Yes.
It's just as long as you do it in
you
love.
Need it. You
and,
still
and,
need
and,
that.
And you don't do it out of anger.
Mama could have did without the whoopings, but
yeah.
the discipline was needed.
All of us probably could say that. But I mean, honestly, like, kids need structure. So
yeah,
we are not advocating for kids not
yes.
to have structure.
Yes.
Structure is so important.
Absolutely.
It is.
But that you are surrounding that structure with
love.
Nurture, play,
yes.
time,
yes.
listening, talking, giving kids space to grow,
right.
which then, and Jamie talked about it. She
yeah.
sees her kids willing to take risks that her
right.
older two weren't
right.
because of her approach was completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
And it is easier to raise a strong child than to repair a broken
boom.
Body.
Boom, there you go. Thank you for your help. Yeah.
It came back.
I'm going to have to write that down and put it in my
Frederick Douglass,
yeah.
1855.
Jamie, share how you realized you needed to heal yourself to be a better parent.
My realization came when my kids, like I said, it was like this light just started fading in them. I saw them just being sad and walking around the house, like looking like me when I was a kid. Aww. So I took a time and I looked at them and I self-reflected. You have to sit down and you have to, like, I want to say like this. I talk to myself. Mm-hmm. It sounds crazy, but right, I really do. I want to know what's affecting my kids, what's, you know, in between. And right now, the way that I've created this bond and this relationship with my kids, it just makes me want to keep going. Yeah. It's so, I just love it. Right. If you meet my little ones,
they're cute.
They're so funny and they're so independent. And I'm like, I want you to need me too, you know? Like, Mom, we got this. We can do this, you know? And they all help each other and they're there and I'm there. And I ask them, do you feel love? Do you feel this? Do you feel that? Do you feel like there's something wrong? Like, what is it? I want to know. Like, I really want to know. Yeah. Because as a kid, you hold so many things inside. You don't know how to manage. Right. And a lot of parents don't realize there's stages that kids go through.
Absolutely.
And my son right now is going to 8th grade. And oh my God, seeing like the same story happening. And he's like, he doesn't know how to handle it. And I'm like, I'm going to tell you how to handle this. He's like, Mom, no, I can't. I'm like, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
You know, but it's difficult. Once they grow, if you haven't created that bond with them, it's kind of hard to go and, you know, and make them trust you again, you know, but you can do it. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, I did it. You can too.
Absolutely.
You know, so even as a grown up now, I feel like if my mother would take that step, everything would be fixed. Yeah.
Are you fortunate enough to still have your mother in your life?
So, so my mom does live here. But it's been kind of difficult.
Okay.
Some people don't mature in that area, and they don't learn. They need to be able to acknowledge they've done wrong.
Okay.
You know, so I tried to be around her for some time, and I saw how it was hurting me. So I'm like, no. Okay. So sometimes you have to give that space to be able to heal, because I'm like, I haven't healed myself from what happened. And I could see that. Be in our arguments, you know, how deep a word she said could, like, make me the whole day, like, cry the whole day. You know, that's how you know you haven't healed.
Yeah.
You know, so I am like, I'm going to back off for a little. I'm going to heal from this, and I'm going to come back stronger. You know, once you heal, you really, really heal. It doesn't matter what they say.
Right.
You know, you might be able to change that, too. So.
Okay. But I ask you that to ask you this. What is her view on the way that you are a parent?
You're
is she proud? Does she agree? Does she disagree? You don't have to answer.
If it's too much, you don't have to answer. It's a lot. Okay. It's a lot. I haven't been able to figure out what's actually wrong.
Okay.
I'm doing everything that she didn't do. I don't know if she saw that as a challenge or if she actually saw it like, oh, I'm proud of her, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like this type of parents that always find something wrong with you, no matter how good you do. So, yeah, it's a little tough conversation to have.
Yeah. No, I get it. But are you proud of yourself?
I am. Good. I am very proud of myself.
Good.
If only I could speak where I come from.
Right.
You know, people really know, like, wow, she made it.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. But I went through a lot of ups and downs because I didn't have the affection I needed from her. And what I needed from her, I just became rebel. Let's put it like that.
Right.
A lot of mistakes done.
Well, I'm glad you've come to your senses and you realize that, hey, I can be better.
Yes.
And so can anyone else who's listening. All you guys have to do is log on to www.healthykids.org/ Amor Desde el Comienzo for more information and resources on how you can become a better parent today. Eric, is that the whole idea behind Love from the Start campaign, to give parents and the caregivers the tools they need to be more loving and supportive of young children instead of hoping they figure it out on their own?
Yeah, like absolutely. Like, we talk about the village, But the village can't do any good if it doesn't have the tools it needs.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this whole campaign is about raising awareness. We envision making an infant mental health aware community.
Gotcha.
Like, that term is so complicated, mm-hmm. but Frederick Douglass talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
So did Tupac in 1993. He's mm-hmm. got a tattoo on his stomach that says Thug Life.
Yeah.
But he gave an interview, and you can find it on YouTube, okay. and it stands for The Hate You Give Little Infants F's Everybody, meaning what you feed
never knew that.
Babies yeah. as seeds either blossoms or it's going to explode.
Yes.
That's what the Thug Life tattoo was about.
True story.
So Tupac wow. knew it.
Yeah.
And so it's really about raising awareness, giving parents as many tools as they can possibly have to be the best parent. And again, we're not asking parents to be perfect.
No.
Just being absolutely. Present, absolutely. Surrounding your kids with love and right. support, as Jamie talked about, being a better listener.
Yeah.
Playing is actually a very important part about infant mental health. It's actually the brain's preferred way to learn. Mm-hmm. When you think about, if you're someone that goes to church, mm-hmm. and I am, most of the Bible verses I learned was from singing songs.
Yeah.
You think about all the songs you learn as a kid.
Great point. Yeah.
I mean, almost
great
everything point. You learn is through singing and playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so playing is a huge part. And especially, I really appreciate the story Jamie shared when her kids wanted to go outside and play.
Yeah.
And her first response was, no.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was
right.
at
right.
my house too. Right. And then she stopped herself
yeah. Yeah.
and went out and played. And then the joy you got from that.
Yeah.
So it's not only going to benefit the kids, but it's going to benefit Jamie. And now Jamie is a huge advocate for us around play all over Rochester.
Yeah.
Understanding nice. that kids need places to play yeah. and to grow and learn.
Right.
And this is just a great opportunity to just like help parents that are already good parents
right.
be
Come
the
better.
Best Absolutely. Parents they can be.
Absolutely. And in the process, teach their kids how to become better parents than they are.
Yes, yeah. absolutely. Yes. Like, I mean, we are raising tomorrow's moms and dads.
Definitely.
That's honestly how I look at it. I want my sons to be the most patient dads in the whole world.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Nurturing, encouraging.
Yes,
yeah.
loving, absolutely. Kissing,
yes.
playing. I want that. Like I didn't get that from either my mom
right.
or dad.
Yeah.
And if right now, if my dad walked in and told me he was proud of me and kissed me on my forehead mm. right now in front of you guys, I probably would cry.
Yeah.
I still long for, like, I just turned 51 in February, which mm-hmm. is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I still long for that at 51 years old. I would give the world for my dad to hug me and kiss
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
But I know it's not going to happen.
Right.
Probably similar to Jamie. Also learning that you meet people where they're at. But
yeah.
then what we can do is prepare our kids to be able to do that.
Right. And maybe one day Jamie's parent might have the aha
maybe.
Moment. You know? And
maybe.
Will you forgive her, Jamie?
No, I was going to say.
It's going to be tough. I'll be honest.
She will.
I think she will.
Listen, one thing people don't realize is that whatever happens in your childhood follows you the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really does.
Absolutely.
It shapes who you are as a
sure.
person. So if you can't acknowledge that there might be something wrong, that mm-hmm. you could become better, then it's wrong.
Right.
Because in anything, not right. just in childhood traumas,
yeah.
anything in life, you know, there's always room to grow.
Absolutely. Let me ask you, what was it that you've learned from the Healthy Kids Love from the Start campaign? How has it enhanced your approach to parenting?
So when I started, like I said in the beginning, when mm-hmm. I started hearing all these stories coming from different people, it mm-hmm. made me realize, like, wow, I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. I am not the only one,
right.
you know, that went through things that,
yes.
you know, that were
yes.
tough. And it made me feel like, if, you know, there's a lot of people out there going mm. through it. I had a friend actually text me and be like, I need to talk to you because I need to know how you're parenting your kids
mm-hmm.
and how you get them to behave the way they behave.
Look at that.
And I'm like, wow.
Me? You're like,
right, me? Like, what? So when I heard that from her, I felt like, okay, I'm an advocate.
Right.
I can, you know, show people what I know.
Right.
I am not perfect. I make mistakes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, that old person wants to come back and scream again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I catch mm-hmm. myself. I'm
Good.
Like, no, we're not doing that.
Right.
You know, we're becoming better.
Uh-huh. Jamie.
It's like two Jamies there.
Yeah.
Jamie's like, go back inside.
Right.
You're not coming out.
Listen, it's a path
yeah.
to a healing journey. It's a healing journey.
Yeah,
it
amen.
Really is. And
yeah.
you never, like, you don't realize you haven't healed.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize I hadn't healed until I saw all these things come back to
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why am I crying about this?
Right.
You know, this happened about 20-something years ago, 30-something years.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I, you know, and see my kids grow into what they are now,
mm-hmm.
it's like a flower.
It's beautiful,
you know,
right?
When it becomes beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. And you're like, oh my God, I did that.
Good for you.
You know, it's beautiful.
Absolutely. You mentioned that you're expecting a baby, that you can't wait to use what you've learned out
of it,
right?
And this one gets all of it, right?
It really is.
It gets all of it.
I feel, it might sound funny, but I feel like, as I have kids, I learn something new every single time on how to handle things, mm-hmm. how to be more loving, how to be more approaching, how to teach them how to be independent. You know, a lot of these kids out there don't feel loved. They don't feel that connection. Mm-hmm. Their parents probably work all day. And it's hard. It's tough because as a parent, you have to work. You have to provide it and to make, you know, manage that and level it, you know, and to I'm working, but I'm still going to have at least 30 minutes with my child. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk to him when I get home. I'm going to make sure they know I love them, you know. Right. And that's where we don't seem to be able to level it.
Yeah. You know what? And that's a perfect segue. So this campaign is not only tailored towards parents. It's I'm actually been presenting to teachers, social workers, because there are a lot of parents that do work a lot. So some kids will spend more time with teachers, lunch aides, school bus drivers, bus monitors. Right. So we're trying to train everyone that, and the whole campaign is about anyone that comes in contact with children needs to understand the pillars of infant, early childhood, mental health, and love from the start, and how their impact with children when they get on the bus, when they get off the bus, when they come get lunch.
Yeah.
What if we live in a world where every single adult that came in contact with children knew that they needed to show that child love and support? It'd be a different world.
Right, right. Jamie, have you made amends with your oldest child and explained to them, you know, that I've done wrong?
Yes.
I want to do better. I'm learning more and more every day. How'd that conversation go? I've had that conversation with my mom.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I put it upon myself to have like a little meeting with him.
Good.
I went in the room with him. His sisters always follow him. Like, I want to play. They get top of the bed, start jumping. I'm like, no, this is me and him time. Yeah. You know, and I started speaking to him and asking him questions. How do you feel, you know, about how I used to be? Mm-hmm. And he just said to me, I am happy that you're different now.
Mm.
You know, so that made me tear up immediately.
Yeah, for sure.
I started crying and I'm like, I am so sorry. I want to apologize because I didn't know any better at that time. And now I know how it affected you and how I used to be. You know, it's that conversation that some parents don't want to have, you know. And the way he just came back and hugged me and said, Mom, I know you love me.
Awesome.
You know, it was like, okay. You know, I was wrong, but I made it better. I was able to change that, you know.
Absolutely.
And he's like, I love you as my mom. Mm-hmm. I love my parent now, my dad, you know. And that to me was like, I hit the goal.
Absolutely.
You know, I need my kids to feel that. I need them to feel that I love them. I need them to know that if I make a mistake, I am going to apologize as a mother. And I'm not saying, you know, just be apologizing every single time.
No.
You know, as a parent, you know, we have to be strict sometimes. Mm-hmm. We have to put that structure there.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're wrong, you're wrong.
Yeah.
And you know, you realize when you're wrong.
Right.
You just don't want to admit
it. And so do they. Yes,
and so do they. And when they're like, okay, she did this, but she didn't apologize. So well, why should I?
Right.
You know, it creates that chain of, I don't need to apologize, you know? So I teach my kids to be respectful in school to adults, you know, that's something I do from my childhood. I still do, because you have to respect your elders. You have to respect teachers.
Absolutely.
You know, I always say teachers are the second parents of your kids. You know, I have a relationship with them. I make sure I do. I pop out, you know, in their classrooms.
Right,
I be, you know, looking through the door like, what are you doing? You know, and they be looking like, Ma, why are you here? And I'm like, I just want you to know I'm watching. I'm here, you know. And they smile and they laugh and the teachers love me.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like that's something that when you build that with your kids, you're going to be like, okay. You know, this is what I need to do.
Right, right, for sure. Eric, where can people see the Love from the Start campaign?
Yeah, it's actually all over Rochester.
Awesome.
It's on billboards. It's on buses.
Look,
it's in Wayne County.
Wow.
It's on WXXI. It's on PBS.
Yes.
I think it's still on Channel 8 as well.
Yeah.
So, and we are going to be keeping this campaign going at least for a couple of years. I don't know, Johnny, if you remember the campaign called A Mind is a Terrible Thing to Waste?
No.
It was on TV everywhere. Uh-huh. And that campaign
Now that you say TV.
And that was about...
This is way back.
Yeah. And so people knew, oh, that was about going to college.
Yeah.
So we want Love from the Start
right.
to be the same thing. People Absolutely. Think, oh, wow, that's about loving your children
right.
and supporting them. So we're super excited. We have funding for at least 2 more years.
Awesome.
So you're going to be seeing us everywhere.
Great.
And parents are going to be talking about it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yes. So would you tell us today, in your own words, what do you feel the biggest lack of parenting lies?
I think it's knowledge of not knowing these things.
Okay.
Like, you don't like you do know these, but you don't realize how important the early years are.
Yeah.
I just think people just don't know.
Right.
So we're out there trying to raise awareness.
Yeah.
Like, those early years, as Jamie's talking about, mm-hmm. it's going to shape every outcome. Like, if you're out in public and you see someone not know how to interact with the cashier
yeah.
or yelling at someone driving or you see adults fighting, you can probably trace that back from 0 to 5.
Absolutely.
And when their brain was wired, they were witnessing these things as children. No, they weren't probably in a loving, nurturing environment. And Jamie said all that trauma,
yeah.
it doesn't go away.
Absolutely.
It just grows and grows and grows.
Right.
And then they become adults and they
yeah.
don't know how to communicate.
Absolutely.
They don't know how to love. They don't know how to
right.
talk.
Right.
So I think the biggest thing we want to do is give parents tools.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
so they can just be successful and just remind them how important those early years are. They're everything.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes. And you guys, those tools are available at the website at www.healthykids.org/amordesdelcomencio. You guys can log on for more information there. What would you say is the biggest strategy that one parent could use to make sure their child is pushed in the right direction?
Talking to them. Everything comes down to talking, speaking to them, mm-hmm. actually knowing them. I feel like a lot of parents don't know their kids. You know, you know how sometimes they're somewhere else and they behave differently than
yeah.
when they're with you.
Right? Why? Why was he such an angel at my aunt's house? Right? He gets home and he's
and you're like, why is my kid so different everywhere else, but with me is not.
I've heard
and
that so many times.
It's because you don't know your kid.
Yeah.
You don't know how to treat your kid,
mm-hmm.
and all comes down to childhood,
right.
your past.
Right.
You know, you're like, why? Because they didn't do that with me. Why
right,
should
right.
I do that?
Right.
You know, and realizing that you actually might have something to change is like the biggest step ever.
Absolutely. That's the first and biggest step you could probably make, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to your children, encourage them, motivate them, love them, especially from the start. I mean, no, throughout their life.
Always.
Yes.
But from the start, it's just super critical.
Love from the start.
Yeah, yeah. Are you doing things different now that you actually have a baby who still is inside of you?
I do.
Are you
I
loving
do.
Him now I, from the I, pre-start?
It's a her. It's a her.
It's a her, okay.
We found out.
But
I am. I actually, I read, I sing. And
awesome.
I try to, it sounds crazy, but communicate mm-hmm. with it. And let it know, you know, you coming into a loving environment,
Absolutely.
You know, and my kids, they're like every time, every night they come to me and I always give them a kiss
yes.
and I say, good night. I love you. And they say, Mom, I love you. Good night.
Awesome.
And then they kiss my belly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, good night, wow. baby. You know, and I'm like, oh, this is so cute.
Yeah, look at the team you're building. Absolutely.
So
amazing.
I know it's coming into a very loving environment.
Yes.
My children are thrilled. They want
right.
to already meet her.
Yeah.
And my son was like, I wanted a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can't, you know, she was little, but I had.
Yes,
you know,
love.
But he's like, I'm gonna love her regardless.
He's gonna love her. I love my sister dearly. And you guys, like she said, it's just never too late, and you can absolutely turn things around and become a better parent today. And why wouldn't you want to? Join them at the website at healthykids.org/amordesdelcomencio to find out more about how to become a better parent and the resources that are available. You guys, I appreciate your time so, so much. Amazing people. I'm glad that you've turned things around. We'll be better parents every day, and we hope that you would too, Rochester. Thank you for joining me here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for
having
us.
Once again, that is the Love from the Start campaign.
You are listening to Mambo in the Morning with Johnny Mambo, only on Poder 97.1 FM.